A lot of amateur athletes think they're not that far from the people who play their sports for a living. Well, when I tried out for Detroit's minor league hockey team, I found out that just isn't so. And I found out the hard way. I'm Michigan Radio sports commentator John Ubakin. A few years ago, a bunch of years ago, I bit on a bet I never should have touched. I was writing for the Detroit News, and a top minor league hockey team called the Detroit Vipers played at the Palace. So I got to thinking, just how big is the gap really between the pros and a beer league hockey player like myself? Well, good question, and even better if I didn't try to answer it. But being the hard-hitting investigative journalist that I am, I had to go down to the Palace and find out for myself. Bad idea. I called the Vipers and they said, sure, come on down to practice. Now, I couldn't hear them laughing themselves silly when they hung up, but I bet they were. I should have known I was biting off more than I could throw up. But I actually had reason to believe I might survive. Okay, so my hockey career on the Ann Arbor-Huron High School varsity squad consisted of two phases. The first, this kid's got a lot of potential. And the second, this kid had a lot of potential. I sort of skipped the middle part where I was supposed to achieve all that potential. My career was kind of like Rudy's, minus the game-ending sack. But hockey is a war of attrition, and I was still standing. I even played on the best men's team in Ann Arbor, and I'd gotten a little smarter and a little better, but I was still slow, short, and weak. To get ready for Monday's practice, I bought a new pair of pants, the kind with actual padding, and I went to the weight room a few times, I played in a couple pickup games, and I even replaced my usual dinner of pepperoni pizza and Stroh's with mushroom pizza and Pepsi. I know it sounds extreme, but my attitude was, hey, whatever it takes, baby, I was playing to win, or at least survive. When I showed up in the Vipers' locker room, I was a lean, mean 160 pounds of blue twisted steel. I'd be replacing John Craighead because his fists were too banged up from winning a fight the night before. He bet me lunch I would not survive the practice. With more brass than brains, I replied, you got it. Coach Rick Dudley, as tough as they come in hockey, ran through the drills we'd be doing that day. Then he looked right at me and added with a sinister grin, and don't forget, we've got laps at the end. That would be 15 laps one way and then 15 laps the other way, all timed. On the first few drills, I actually managed to score not once, not twice, but three times. And yes, I was counting. The key was my change of pace. While everybody else was ripping slap shots, I was baffling the goalies with my off-speed wrist shots, which were, of course, intended to be full speed. But it wasn't long before my lungs were working so hard, I felt like I was trying to breathe peanut butter. I was dying, and I knew it. I think my teammates did, too. I was so spent, I couldn't even do simple things correctly, like I was drunk. And my new pants felt like I was wearing an oak barrel. After 30 minutes, I could no longer even lift the puck. Hey, the goalie wants the damn puck. He can get it on the ice, just like the rest of us. I lathered sweat like a stallion and started looking for a place to puke. Right when I thought I was about to lose it, Coach Dudley blew the whistle. Relief. Mercy. I had made it. No, I hadn't. Time for laps. 15 one way, then 15 the other, all timed. But amazingly, something magical happened. I got my second wind, my legs back, and I finished. I finished a few laps behind everybody else, but so what? Back in the locker room, I sat there sweating audibly while the guys were playing ping pong. I would have joined them if I could have raised my hands above my waist. Okay, I did survive, but I'm not gloating. I lost 6 pounds that day the hard way. Any weekend athlete who thinks he can do what the pros can do had better have another think or two. When Craighead saw me in his stall, frozen like a prize fighter who'd just gone 15 rounds and lost, he laughed, and then he said the words I longed to hear. How about lunch? We went Dutch.